at a news conference Thursday evening, the chairperson of the traders group in Juba, Kator's Payam, Luis Loro, said city council officials under the leadership of former mayor Callisto Lado and other individuals sent engineer to Marcus Gerard Market to mark off plots for themselves.
They went there, they demarcated 10 shops. And then we found out they demarcated this 10 shop. Mayor is there. He has a place there. Place is there. Chief executive of Juba Central Council is there. Director of Juba Block is there. And engineers of Juba City Council is there. So when I went there yesterday, I asked, who sent you? Say the director came from mayor and director of Juba Block. I say, okay. But do you know that this place has been demarcated already? Because you are now becoming, because you have power, you want to use the power also to enforce something which is already been given to someone. And this person has a legal document.
The news conference organized by the Central Equatorial State Chamber of Commerce came shortly after the state governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony dismissed Mayor Callisto Lado after less than a year in the position. Lado's ouster is drawing a mixed reaction in South Sudan's capital. There had been complaint he had overstepped his mandate and was destroying livelihood of people, while Lado supporters said he brought a semblance of order to Juba during his time in office. Loro says the authorities in Kator Payam are ready to take legal action against Juba City Council officials if they refuse to back away from the markets.
We will take them to court, and the court should be the one to tell them where their place is and what they are supposed to do. Secondly, the procedures they go about are wrong, because there is a Ministry of Housing and Public Utilities which is dealing with lands, and again, Juba City Council is dealing with regulating taxes and what is happening in the market. What I want to say is that people at Juba City Council don't know their job descriptions. They just want to interfere in everything, and that is becoming a problem.
PTR Robert, the chairperson of Central Equatorial State Chamber of Commerce, says the chamber has received several complaints from Juba traders about high taxes the city council imposed. He says the action of some city council officials have forced many traders to either close down their businesses or increase prices.
The fines or charges of Juba City Council is becoming a problem to our own traders and foreign traders. And it has created a scenario whereby some people closing their shops. When they see city council coming, they start close their shop and then they run away. And this is not good. And some people, what they do, they increase prices in the market. And automatically, our own people are the one who is suffering.
Solomon Pitia, the deputy mayor for finance, who now serves as acting mayor, dismissed the criticism. He said the market in question is not under the jurisdiction of Juba City, and therefore the city council is not responsible for allotting its plot. Pitia says the administrators of Kator Block are the only ones who can allot shops. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.